I never saw it on this wire before. Oh, husband and wife getting out there dancing like that by far.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, there was a good dance in the world. There more for comfort than I ever see. And it was very graceful. Before I got saved, you know, living in the world, dancing sometimes. I just hold tight and sway. Hallelujah. Carry on. Praise the Lord. You know, I kind of feel like that all this broke loose because of what we've been hearing.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Negative
preaching. Yeah. Negative preaching. Really not, but they think that, you know, some people think it is. You know, that going to get through. Hallelujah. Everything I've heard around here, except mine, has been good.
Oh, good.
I thought Brother Johnson did a tremendous job.
Yes, sir.
Brother Cavanaugh's last night. Hallelujah. Everything we've heard first night. I didn't hear Brother Meade. I'm sorry. I was listening to that tape. Incidentally, I want to set a tape on my voice. Praise the Lord. And if I was going to preach, it'd just be a distant kissing cousin of what Brother Johnson preached, and it wouldn't be. I mean, he covered it so much better than I would. It would just be anticlimactic for me to get up here and try to preach. Hallelujah. But if I was going to preach, I was going to use two scriptures. I'm not going to now. Lord, I got to thank the scriptures we read there. It'd take me 2 hours. No, but I was going to read a passage in 2 Thessalonians. And the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And then in 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of God. I was going to preach on the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of God. But We don't need it. Everything I could have possibly covered, Brother Johnson covered it, and he did so much better than I could have. But I'll tell you, this meeting has been good for me. I haven't even felt like going off and preaching it. Haven't really wanted to. If I could have got out of it, I would have tried to talk Brother Wade out of it. I just had the energy to go off and want to go off. I would want to come and listen to go preach. I haven't really had the energy to do that. So what you've done with your energy, I'm burning it up, man. I'm exhausted, just like you are. We're tired.
Yes.
Well, this is one of the devices of the devil in the last days, to wear out the saints of the last time. How do you do it? Keep you under pressure, man. I've been under more pressure than I ever thought I could stand. All right. I've just tried to keep my sanity. Control.
Come on, Ellie.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Jesus.
Another thing happened to me last year that I never dreamed of.
Come on,
praise the Lord. I mean, my wife said she's always been strong. I've heard her say, God said he would not put more on you than you can bear, but he has done it. I can't take it anymore. You know, the Lord has been come down. He understands our weakness.
Yes, he does.
I don't think you have any weakness. You're all for conceited. Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. We'll let God just come down and hover over us. Talk to him. Praise the Lord. We don't run a church on tongues interpretation. Far from it. I don't believe in running one on it. He gave first apostles, secondary prophets, third the teachers. I take care of the ministry, and that is first, second, and third. After that, miracle. Nothing supersedes the ministry. After that, miracle.
Right.
Gifts, healing, governments, diversities of tongues and interpretations. And everybody else is down the list.
Right.
Hallelujah. But we were in this, you know, we've been down, we've been up, and down, and up, and down, and up, and down. My wife just told me that. I went to church and the Holy Ghost just settled down on us. I don't even know what I preached, but it was just by inspiration. It just came to me after I got there. I just preached. And the Spirit just settled down on me. Just, you know, I thank God for how Scripture said that he kisses me with the kisses of his mouth.
Run!
And I will run after
him. Johnson was preaching about it.
All right.
His ever prayer.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, what I appreciate is friends that believe in you.
That's right.
You wonder how many friends have I got in the world? Could I count on fingers? I believe I could. I got a few friends. But what hurts is so many will believe what they hear without even at home nothing. So I've heard that. So. Hallelujah. How many people, it's like this man was preaching so ably this morning. People that sat in your church for 20 years, stand up from time to time and say, this is the best church in the world, and I got the best preacher in the world.
Yes, sir.
Better than your church.
I heard it, man. Sure did, I heard it.
And then go from coast to coast.
Yes, sir.
Saying what a devil you are. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you what. We're in the last days.
Yes, sir.
And I hope that you don't go through some of the things that we have. But I won't be surprised if some of you don't. Because the same devil. You know, we came over here, and my wife said, well, y'all ought to have a good time. Tell Brother Wade all the devils are in Joplin. Enough said around here, and I know that y'all got some other things.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But you know, there's people. You know where my support came from? Now, this was almost shocking. It came from Ministerial Alliance, Trinitarians, I don't even belong to, never went to a meeting. They were more sympathetic than Jesus' name.
All right.
They came in the courtroom to see me go down.
How right.
My wife heard remarks like,
that bunch of devils
The man cursed me in the courtroom. He cursed me.
Sure did.
He looked me in the eye and called me a devil. And I baptized him with my own hand.
Oh, heaven.
Hallelujah. We're in the last
days.
And I'm not afraid of nothing.
That's right.
But you let a devil like this rise up in a church. And they can lie and go into a court and swear before a judge to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help them to God and get on the stand and lie. And there's doors that swing open from churches
all
over. Come on in, brother.
Lord.
Put them in places of position. I'll tell you what they are breathing.
Go ahead.
Help
them.
They are sold to the wind and they will reap. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Oh, I'm not trying to tell you my troubles. I'm just telling you, thank God. He has helped us so much.
All right.
So we'll bring him down financially. We'll close his doors. There ain't nobody left. They told all those times we ain't have nobody left. I've had people right here that says me say, are you going to have your answer? Sure we're going to have. We're getting ready right now.
Oh,
they've been working night and day down there. Remodeling the church. Stripped all that tile off the ceiling, hanging chandeliers and fans. It's beautiful, Brother Kevin. I left them, they was working the day I left, that afternoon I left. They have worked all night long at times. And through that run.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We still have 25 men. That ain't down to the nut.
That's right.
I can't remember God above his fire.
That's
right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My wife pulled out some tapes. Said, don't you listen to this. This is what you were preaching 2 years ago. And I was having to fight their spirits. And I would try to get them asleep. Nice, you go to church, and I just meet that old spirit rise up, and I would be, God, oh, it makes me go from a gun.
Come
on. Yes, sir. Low so you can get to them quick.
Yes, right.
And I come out of place. And I was saying 2 years ago, if you want to free us, go somewhere and pray the Lord. You're not going to run me off from here. You know, I haven't had to preach that in over a year now. There's a wonderful spirit. I haven't had a spirit like that tonight. But I did have to say, I want every one of you to get up one at a time. You either pledge your loyalty or you go with the whole bunch.
That's right.
It's divided family.
That's all right.
But you got to make a decision sometimes. Jesus said, if you don't love me more than you love father or mother or children or homes or whatever,
amen.
You cannot be.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The shout's in the camp. We're fixing to start a revival Sunday with Brother Coffee. We're looking for a great time. Amen. Hallelujah. They said I got up in the pulpit and told my boy to divorce his wife and go marry another woman. They told that all over the country. That's a bunch of liars.
All right.
And the one that's telling that is supposed to be a preacher.
All right.
Supposed to. Ain't even got the Holy Ghost.
All right.
You can't just have the Holy Ghost. How can you defend yourself either? You can't. You just have to say, if you want to believe in me, believe in me. If you want to believe I'm a devil, believe it.
God, there
will be a judgment. And there will be a
judgment.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you the greatest feeling was to have some of these men right here travel for hundreds of miles to come and stand on my side to go in that court. Hallelujah. You know, God was so good. We couldn't get any consideration even from the newspaper. They wouldn't even talk to us. They just kept reprinting the deal. It's like it actually was, you know, just like it was supposed to happen. Hallelujah. But when the trial came, the prosecuting attorney had not even finished with the side prosecuting the case. By the time when they got through with their side of it, they recessed a few minutes and came back to the defense. And I told our lawyer, I said, I've never been in court before, never went and observed, but I have the feeling that prosecuting attorney does not believe what that boy is saying. He said, definitely he does not. He's already told me he don't believe a word he's saying.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when they presented our side, the defense and all, it took that jury, they had 7 indictments. I'm sorry, I didn't intend to hear
that. That's all right.
7 charges, including my boy and me. And it took them 30 minutes. 30 minutes. The jury was in there 30 minutes, and they had to write up 7 pages. So they were busy writing, took them 30 minutes. They didn't deliberate. There was no question. And one of the jurors told, I believe Sister Nyla, was it you that told that it was somebody that was there that said, the minute that boy got on the stand, we knew he was lying. But I had to go through it. I had to face the city for about 4 months of this hanging over us. And we had beat this boy up. And they spread it all over the churches. There's so many churches that are glad to hear it. There's so many that's full of a brother. And they just want doors open and they're singing specials and voices of high position in those churches.
All right.
And they hate us with a, as they used to say, a purple passion. If they could kill me, they would.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to preach at home and feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
Hallelujah. God, I mean, He has blessed our church. The Spirit of the Lord come down in it. You know, God, if you would have blessed a bunch of devils like this, I know you would. Hallelujah.
All right.
Then it gives a feel of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, I preached yesterday. I never had preached before. But today, Brother Johnson covered everything, and he did it so thoroughly. He did it better than I did. But it was just, but the thought I had was just a distant kiss of cutting. Amen. This meeting is a high point. By the way, I want to thank you for having me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this service today is here. Praise the Lord. I love these preachers.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thought Brother Cameron's message I preached at your church, surviving the change. I have become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee have fallen upon me. There is a definite change going on, my friend. In the Jesus name apostolic Pentecostal realm, there is a definite change going on. There is a group of that is going one way, some are going charismatic, some are going this way and that way. But I want to stay with the old time way, just like doing it around here today.
Yeah.
The crowd may be getting, may be diminishing somewhat. Hallelujah. But so be it. Sometimes you gotta have a church cleaner to survive.
Yes.
And maybe that's the way it is with a fellowship too. Praise the Lord. But I like it. These are my friends. Don't try to get between me and them.
All right.
All right. Of course, I know you're not, but I'm big enough to run over you. I gotta have you, man. I gotta have you. Hallelujah. Some of you, I know, have gone through trials that have put you in tears and on your knees. But in spite of this, you still came to stand by our side.
All right.
Now, there's no way. I have fought, no telling how many times I have tried. If I could write poetry like Brother Kevin, I thought some way or another, if I could write something and send it and tell them how I feel and thank them, I haven't been able to do it. And I want you to know I appreciate you so much. Hallelujah. Call all of this. Praise the Lord. It's whatever we face in these last days, this definitely must be time of purifying. He said, My church is going to be a tried church. It will be one that has washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. One that has done their laundry without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I mean, it's not a lazy church. It's one that kicked the dirt out of the foxholes and fought the battle and stood up there and hollered, "Hear!" when they had the roll call and recounted the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to be in that group.
Oh, yes.
I'm there. And they recount the word. Praise the Lord. They're wonderful. I'm sorry I even mentioned that. I had no intention to mention it. It's been kind as we come through. Praise the Lord. But we appreciate your prayer. So many sent word, called, my prayers are with you and all. I know everybody could not come, but some did, and we appreciate it. Thank God. By the way, this has been so beautiful today. Hopefully, it's been great. Can you say amen to
that?
I love you, everyone. If I have an enemy here, I don't know it, so don't tell me. I don't know if you know. Hallelujah. I love us, man. Praise the Lord. He's done a great work here. If you wouldn't have done it, it wouldn't have been what it is without this man. His wife and family. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Love him and take care of him. Amen. Be good to him. Hallelujah. And if you will be, God will be good to you. You believe that?
Yes.
God, let's just lift our hands.
Hallelujah.